latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
In our roundup of Spanish headlines for this Wednesday, the 12th of March 2014, the National Statistics Institute will publish the final data of the Consumer Price Index for February today, after the lead had fallen 0.1% after 3 months of positivity. The governor of the Bank of Spain, Luis M. Linde, will be speaking at a forum in which they will be giving the opinion on the economic and financial situation in the country. The Competitiveness and Tax Foundation will be presenting their report on the tax reforms for 2014 in a press conference this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Minister of Finance and Public Administration, Cristal Montoro, will be answering questions to ensure that the tax reform will serve to reduce social inequality, questions that have been raised by the Unida Izquierda group. Meanwhile, the Minister of Employment and Social Security, Fatima Benitez, will be answering questions raised by the PSOE relating to what action the government are taking to correct the wage gap between men and women. Fatima Benitez will also be responding to other questions by the PSOE relating to financing and implementation of a flat fee recruitment campaign. The Minister of Defence will be appearing in Congress to report on formal requests by the American government to extend the presence in the American airbase in the south of Spain, expanding the number of troops, as well as informing plans for the development of a common security and defence in 2013. The Spanish Society of Allergies and Immunology will be issuing their report on how this spring pollen has affected some 6 million people. Pine trees and olive trees are presenting a particular problem this year, as many who suffer from hay fever will testify. The Parliamentary Association in Defence of Animals will be discussing around a table the hunting with greyhounds in Spain. This will be at the Congress of Deputies in order to try and ease the suffering of animals. And teams of divers will be returning today to the choppy waters of Cabo Peñas in Oviedo, in Asturias, where a Portuguese fishing boat has sunk with 6 crew members still missing, all feared dead or trapped inside the boat. For more details on these stories, check out the website www.theleader.info.
Excite Radio.